Now we'll embark on some news items. There are one or two new plans for changes or developments. The Western Link around the west of Norwich is in the news yet again, as together with the Long Stratton bypass, it appears in the government growth plan. The proposals for change at the University of East Anglia meet opposition. And there is to be a new post office at the new electric charger hub at Postwick. However, no problems with the additions to the Royal Arcade. However, we will start with the mention of the reminder to pay in those old £20 and £50 notes you may perhaps have. Post offices across the UK are preparing for swathes of people rushing to cash in their £20 and £50 paper banknotes ahead of the deadline this week. Friday, September the 30th, is the last day that the Bank of England's paper £20 and £50 notes will have legal tender status, having been replaced by polymer versions. To date, £1.2 billion worth of the paper notes have been deposited at 11,500 post office branches, and more than £100 million worth of the notes have been deposited so far this month. After Friday, only polymer Bank of England notes will have legal tender status. The new polymer £20 notes feature artist J.M.W. Turner, and the new polymer £50 notes show Bletchley Park codebreaker Alan Turing. Once the September 30th deadline passes and the Bank of England has withdrawn the legal tender status of paper £20 and £50 banknotes, people will still be able to deposit paper notes at their post office.
The Norwich Western Link and the Long Stratton Bypass have been named among road schemes the government wants to accelerate, with an ambition for work to start next year. The inclusion of the £251 million Western Link in Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng's Government Growth Plan 2022 will be seen as a huge vote of confidence in the controversial road. The government has yet to rubber stamp funding for the 3.9-mile road, which would connect the A1270 Norwich Northern Distributor Road to the A47 near Honingham. But inclusion in a list of projects the government intends to accelerate suggests the Department for Transport will bankroll at least part of the scheme. The County Council has asked the government to provide 85% of the cost, £213.4 million, but has been waiting for a decision. It is also not clear how the Long Stratton bypass scheme could be accelerated. That project, a 2.5-mile carriageway, was awarded £26.2 million towards its price tag last year. But since then, the cost has gone up from £37.4 million to £46.2 million, leaving the council with a funding gap.
There are fears that UEA redevelopment could damage listed building. The University of East Anglia wants to redevelop the Grade 2 listed Lasden Wall teaching block. This will involve stripping it back to its original concrete frame and rebuilding with the addition of two five-storey 2,900 square metre extensions. Ahead of City Hall making a decision on the plans next Thursday, two heritage groups have raised concerns that redevelopment could harm the historic structure. But the university says the work is urgently needed. The plans are part of a wider redevelopment of the campus, with safety improvements to the distinctive ziggurat building already given approval.
A new post office has opened at Gridserve's Norwich Electric Forecourt, offering commuters services such as posting letters and parcels, banking and paying bills while they charge their vehicle. The post office adds to the various other on-site facilities at the forecourt, on the Broadland Gate Business Park in Postwick, such as Costa Coffee, WH Smith and M&S Food. Chris Ward, General Manager at GridServe Norwich Electric Forecourt, said, "We are thrilled to be opening the new post office at our electric forecourt, which provides the local community access to vital services. Everyone is welcome, whether they have an electric vehicle or not, as our electric forecourt in Norwich is not only designed around the needs of electric vehicle drivers, but also here to deliver the best possible customer experience, offering world-class retail and customer services."
New greenery has been added above shop fronts in Norwich's Royal Arcade in the latest instalment of plans to regenerate the shopping thoroughfare. The artificial nature of the ivy-like plants means they will stay evergreen, luscious and bright all year round. The Royal Arcade, built in 1899 and designed by renowned architect George Skipper, was bought by private owners in September last year for £3.4 million, the identity of which has never been revealed. Since the owners took over, new blood has started filling the once empty units, including Gar and Gimble, Lauren Rose Interior Design, Juni and Co and Isola, with more still yet to be announced. Yarm Food Hall, where Jamie Italian once was, is set to open in November, with kitchens including Eric's Pizza, Taco Bar Bahar and a ramen restaurant, NXXDS. More kitchens are set to be revealed in the coming weeks.
It's time for our second feature. Academics from the University of East Anglia have been looking into the roots of God Save the King. Dan Grimmer's article is read by Ian Robertson.